From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Bob Doty reporting. Pakistan, shock and sorrow at death of hostages. Pakistan has expressed shock and sorrow after it emerged that a U.S. counterterrorism operation accidentally killed two male hostages, an American aid worker, and an Italian held by Al-Qaeda on the Afghan-Pakistan border. The Ministry of Foreign Affairs expressed its heartfelt condolences to the bereaved families, said the death of the two hostages in a drone strike demonstrates the risk and unintended consequences of this use of this kind of technology that Pakistan has been highlighting for a long time. A U.S. official told VOA Thursday the hostages, American Warren Weinstein and Italian Giovanni Laporto, were killed during airstrikes by unmanned drone aircraft on January 14. The United Nations says civilian casualties have mounted since the start of the Saudi-led bombing campaign against Shiite Houthi rebels in Yemen. The UN said on Friday the civilian death toll since the bombing started late last month is estimated at 551. The UN Children's Agency, UNICEF, says at least 115 children were among the dead. The airstrikes continued on Friday, 3 days after Saudi Arabia declared an end to the bombing campaign. Warplanes struck sites suspected of being used by the Houthi Shiite rebels to store weapons or deploy troops. NATO Chief Jens Stoltenberg is reporting a substantial Russian buildup of military hardware near the Ukraine border, including more than 1,000 pieces of heavy equipment, advanced weapon systems, tanks, and artillery. Speaking Thursday in Brussels, Stoltenberg also accused the Kremlin of providing pro-Russian separatists inside eastern Ukraine. This is VOA News. Thousands of people and several world leaders gathered in Armenia Friday to mark the 100th anniversary of the World War I killing of Armenians by Ottoman Turks. Guests visited a memorial, a hilltop monument leaning inwards toward a flame set in a sunken bowl. Each guest put a yellow carnation on a forget-me-not wreath, the anniversary symbol. Speaking at the site in the capital, Yerevan, under cloudy skies, Armenian President Serzh Sarkisian thanked world leaders for their presence and their commitment to human values by saying nothing is forgotten. Armenia, a country of 3.2 million people, refers to the killing of up to 1.5 million Armenians during World War I as genocide. A series of new studies by U.S. seismological experts is drawing a closer link between drilling for oil and gas and the disturbing rise in the number of earthquakes in areas not usually prone to seismic activity. The problem is taking on a new urgency as the U.S. has rapidly expanded oil and gas production in recent years through the use of a controversial drilling technique known as hydraulic fracturing or fracking. Hundreds of protesters marched through the streets of downtown Baltimore Thursday demanding justice for a 25-year-old man who died in police custody. Earlier this week, chanting, "All night, all day, we want justice for Freddie Gray," the group on Thursday started from City Hall and Police Department headquarters before winding their way through several neighborhoods. No violence was reported. Gray's death Sunday, a week after his arrest, has triggered daily protests. Organizer Jamal Bryant describes the situation.
It is absolutely outraged that this was the proverbial straw that broke the camel's back. This isn't a new incident. We're seeing the same thing from Sanford, Florida to Ferguson, Missouri, now right here in Baltimore, that there's got to be an overhaul of the complete system.
A family attorney told VOA that Gray's spine was nearly severed after police took him into custody April 12th. Indonesia has asked foreign embassies to send representatives to a maximum security prison on the island of Nusakambangan this weekend to visit prisoners awaiting execution for drug trafficking convictions. Among the drug offenders are nationals from Australia, Brazil, France, and Nigeria. Indonesia's hardline stance on its mandatory death penalty for drug trafficking has strained relations with all those countries. President Joko Widodo, who took office in October, has been a strong supporter of executing drug offenders, saying the country is facing a narcotics emergency. I'm Bob Doty in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.